Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Well, you take my money and you turn me out. You fill me up with nothing but self-doubt. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In a little while, the best Latin music of 2006. And then later, salsa meets jazz meets Van Halen in the sound of the band Zimog El Bueno Gallo. But first, he didn't record an album for 5 years, so when Bob Dylan came out with Modern Times this year, it was big. Then the record got tons of praise and put the 65-year-old rocker at the top of the Billboard charts for the first time in decades. So you just know the album was going to make it to a lot of top 10 lists. And it was on LA Times' chief pop music critic Ann Powers' list of the best of 2006. Ann joins us by phone. Actually, she's in the airport in Oregon in the middle of her vacation. Ann, awfully nice of you to once again join us with your best of for 2006.
Well, what can I say, John? I just got to share the love for Dylan and all the other great records this year.
You have a paragraph or something about each of your picks, except for Dylan. With Dylan, you contented yourself with the following: he sings through his nose, but the man can still dance. Is that all you need to say?
No, I'd written actually a long essay about the record when it came out, and what I talked about was how sexy this record is, which isn't necessarily what you expect from a 60-some-year-old legend, figure, father of rock, you know?
Right.
But
who sings through his
nose? What I love about this record is its looseness.
Let's dip into a little bit of this record. Thunder on the Mountain is from the album Modern Times by Bob Dylan. See what others need.
Been sitting down steady in the art of love. I think it'll fit me like a glove. I want some real good woman to do just what I say. Everybody got to wonder what's the matter with this cruel world today.
Thunder on the Mountain is from the Bob Dylan record Modern Times. No surprise to find this on Ann Powers' list of the best rock of 2006. And, it's a good album, but, there also seemed to be a little bit of Dylan beatification going on with this release. And, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a plan. I mean, honestly, I think that Dylan and his people, the people who work for him, are really trying to construct a legacy. It's not egotistical of him to consider his importance. I mean, he is very important. So it's almost like he's managing his legacy now. And part of it is making great music into his what most rockers would say were his later years, you know. I mean, it's quite amazing that the three records he's put out in the past several years are outstanding, and they deal with serious issues, but they also still have a lot of life and verve. It's very exciting, actually.
I mean,
look, he could be putting out records like Rod Stewart is, you know, like cheesy cover albums, but no, he's not doing that.
Well, there are some people who would claim that this was a bit of a cover album and that he was really, borrowing, and that's a kind term, music from, old blues guys.
Well, to say that about Dylan is to make a very old accusation. I mean, we now know, since so much has been written about him, that from the beginning of his career he was borrowing. He was, there's a legendary anecdote of him stealing a bunch of vinyl records from an acquaintance when he was living in Minneapolis. This guy is a self-acknowledged quote-unquote thief. But I see no harm in that because that's exactly what the blues guys did, right?
Sure.
They created their songs from older songs, and he's just following very self-consciously, I think, in that tradition.
All right. So 2006 was the year that Bob Dylan came back, and apparently the year that heavy metal came back as well. How did that happen?
Well, you know, metal is in such an interesting place right now. It's art music in some ways. You have these very experimental bands. It's also kind of the basis of what's going on in emo. I mean, emo's based in punk, but there's metal edges to it. And there are these interesting mainstream bands like Tool and the Deftones who are very experimental, even though they sell a lot of records. So I particularly love this band called Mastodon,
mm-hmm.
which they're out of Georgia, and they kind of combine the complexity of art metal with the verve and excitement of mainstream metal. You know, they're funny, they're comic book, but they're also really smart.
So and the song "The Wolf Is Loose." What is it with wolves in band names and song names this year?
Wolfish time. There was Wolf Mother,
yeah,
Wolf
yeah.
Parade, Wolf Eyes. I don't know. I mean, there's kind of an interesting thing going on with masculinity in rock right now, and a younger generation kind of trying to find their inner Robert Bly, I guess, and run with the wolves, you know?
Well, this band is called Mastodon, and it's from their 2006 release called Blood Mountain. There is the band Mastodon. You know, I find it, Anne, a little ironic on their part to name themselves after a prehistoric elephant. You know, many people thought that heavy metal was this kind of lumbering beast of rock and roll, and now here it is back and sounding, you know, more nimble and quick-footed than ever.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of the joke in a weird way. It's like these guys and bands like Wolf Mother, who you mentioned out of Australia, who really sound a lot like Cream, they're playing on the macho rock image. They inhabit it, but they inhabit it with a little bit of a grin, and that's part of what I like about them. Plus, they're really good players.
Okay, now we're speaking with Anne Powers. She's chief pop music critic of the LA Times, and as she's done each of the past few years, she's joined us for our Critics Week this year to look at the best in rock in 2006. As Monty Python used to say, Anne, and now for something completely different. Espers.
Yes.
Another band that looks back, but to a very different type of music.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I moved to LA this year, so it was the year that I embraced what people call psych folk or freak folk. There's a young generation of musicians who are, just as those metal bands are kind of embracing and tweaking a tradition, they're doing the same for progressive folk music of the late 60s, early 70s variety. So bands like Fairport Convention and Pentangle. This particular band, Espers, is out of Philadelphia, and they make this very kind of exquisite Elizabethan-flavored music, but it has a dark psychedelic tinge to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have songs Dead King, Dead Queen. It's quite, you know, you're definitely sitting back and watching the smoke rise while you're listening. It's also beautifully played and beautifully sung.
All right, this song is Dead Queen, and it is from the Espers 2006 release called simply Two.
Tears in beauty.
example of the so-called psych folk or freak folk of the band Espers. Their second record is called Two, came out this year. It's on Ann Power's list, best of 2006. And this song called Dead Queen, on their 2005 record, The Weed Tree, there was a song called Dead King.
They got a little morbid streak going on there. You know, one thing about this particular movement, and they don't like the name freak folk, but they earn it because they do like to explore the sort of darker and more eccentric corners of the folk tradition. And another great record that came out this year was a reissue by a woman named Karen Dalton. Now, this is someone that Devendra Banhart, who's one of the leaders of the scene, embraced. And she has the strangest voice, and it's very dark. She ended up actually dying homeless in New York in the 90s. But, you know, it's that kind of thing. They don't go after kind of the, you know, the corny side of folk. They really seek out the strange corners, and that's what I really like about it.
All right, the band is Espers. Ann Power's full list of the year's best, which is a bit more extensive than we have time for right now, is on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org, along with all the other critics' lists. My list is there, and a number of WNYC listener lists will be there by the end of the week as they come pouring in during the course of the week. You can email your faves to us, soundcheck@WNYC.org. And you mentioned that this is the year that you moved to L.A. You took over as chief pop music critic there at the L.A. Times.
From Robert Hilburn after 37 years.
So how does it sound there? I mean, what's the scene?
This is a setup. You know what it sounds like. It sounds bilingual. It sounds hip. It sounds shiny and new and like kids are running around trying to find out what's happening. And I think it sounds like a band called Los Abandoned.
So Los Abandoned, this is not, they are not part of the rock in Espanol movement. They are, well, they don't like to be considered it that way.
No, I wouldn't, I mean, they are part of a movement like that. But they do, their music is bilingual. And they're really much, like when I walk around in a neighborhood, my neighborhood, Mount Washington, or they have a great song, Van Nuys, is very nice. You really see this mingling of cultures, and you also see this very modern sense of what it means to mix Latin culture and American culture. And, you know, Latinos in L.A. are very into rock, and so this is a great band that plays that out.
Los Abandoned, the album's called Mixtape, and this song is Van Nuys, He's Very Nice. That is the band Los Abandoned from Los Angeles and their album from 2006 called Mixtape. So Ann Powers, they can rock about virtually anything if they can rock about Van Nuys.
Well, I'll tell you what. The other thing that's great about this band is that they really follow in the tradition of Southern California new wave, you know, or shiny art punk. And, you know, she has another song called I Didn't Mean to Stalk You, where she's kind of following this guy at an art opening, you know? I mean, there's bands like the Go-Go's and the Bangles and the Bags and a lot of bands that featured these really smart young women making really accessible yet powerful and energetic pop music, and Los Abandoned follows in that tradition.
All right. Now, speaking of artsy rockers, the Decembrists came out with a new album this year.
I know you love them too, John.
I do. And, you know, the big surprise was kind of, you know, they are the darlings of indie rock, and yet here they were moving to a big label.
Right. Well, they moved to Capitol, and I talked to Colin Malloy, the leader of the Decembrists, about this. And he really felt that Capitol understood what they wanted to do. And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, this record has very long, complicated songs, including the title track, which is ultimately a three-part epic about based on Japanese folktale, The Crane Wife. So it's not like they're suddenly, you know, making kind of Justin Timberlake jams.
Right.
They're still totally the Decembrists.
Right. I mean, we talked about this with them as well here on Soundcheck back in October. And, you know, it would have been, I guess, one thing for you to put the album as a whole on your list, but in fact, you chose the three-part suite, The Crane Wife, separate from whole record. Why?
You know, first of all, I put their last album on my list last year, and I try not to be repetitive. But another reason is because I really think that Colin's talents are used perfectly in this song. He can indulge sort of more experimental, you know, I want to build a huge machine of a song side, but there's also a poignancy. I think people don't talk about his emotionalism in his songs, and it's very sad story, and he tells it beautifully.
The Crane Wife is the name of the record. This is The Crane Wife Part 3 by the Decembrists. The Decembrists, and The Crane Wife was their 2006 release. That's The Crane Wife Part 3. Ann Power is telling us that this is based on an old Japanese folk tale. The Decembrists have always been very literate. And
yes.
I suppose, you know, if you're looking down the road and you're thinking, who's going to make sure that the next generation of listeners are literate enough to keep up with people like Colin Molloy? Well, there were a number of people who were aiming their music at a much younger crowd this year, weren't there?
Yeah, so yes, there's a revolution going on in children's music. And, you know, all over the country, there's bands that have started up. Oftentimes, they're sort of indie rockers, alternative rockers who have had children themselves or just want to figure out how to make a living, and they start playing music for children. And this music has a kind of respect for children and for parents that you don't often find in commercial children's music. It's very fun, and I have a 3-year-old daughter, so she's extremely into this stuff.
Uh-huh. So you're talking about people like, for example, Dan Zanes, formerly of the band Del Fuegos. But who made it onto your list for 2006?
You know, I don't have my list in front of me. Help me. Which one did I pick?
You picked...
Sippy Cups?
Sippy Cups, yes.
Sippy Cups, okay. Well, you know, I did a couple lists, and one of them I put all of them on.
Whose list was this, yours or your daughter's?
It would have been Uncle Rock out of Woodstock, I have to say. I have to give him a shout-out.
Okay.
But here's the thing about the Sippy Cups. They did what I don't think any other children's music group have done. They made a concept album, which is kind of insane.
All right.
But they're very fun. They're a bunch of sort of Bay Area, Sacramento area, like I said, people who are in indie rock bands, and now they're making this very smart, singable music for kids.
Sippy Cups, the name of the band. The album is called Snail Song and Magic Toast, and we'll wrap up with some of Magic Toast. Ann Powers is chief pop music critic of the L.A. Times and joining us from the airport in Oregon in the middle of her trip back home to Seattle. Ann, have a great holiday season and a good trip back.
Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Happy New Year, everybody.
Ann Powers, our guest on Soundcheck, as she has been for each of the past couple of years on our Critics Week. Her full list is on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Up next, from the Latin soul sounds of Joe Batan to the late great conga player Ray Barreto, a look at the best in Latin music 2006, and the avant salsa rock sounds of the band Zimog El Gallo Bueno. This is Soundcheck.
Right, mother, this toast is such a special gift. I told you so, child. Mother always knows the thing to do. I told you so, child. Now let's go out and blow on our kazoo.
Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.